101KZE. I am Rick, your host, and joining me live in the studio, and we are so proud and glad to have him here, is Brandon Walker. He is the chef and executive chef and owner of Essie's in Poughkeepsie. How are you? Everything's great. It's really a pleasure to have you here. Now, being an executive,
I really appreciate the time.
It's totally a pleasure. Hudson Valley Restaurant Week is happening, and we are glad that you're a part of it. Over 215 restaurants throughout the, well, Albany to Westchester area. I mean, it's a large span that it covers. And there are some delicious restaurants in the area, such as Essie's. And now, this has been a passion for you for how long, Brandon?
Well, I've been cooking since I was about
18, 19. And what got you into cooking? Now, we have something in common, which is we both eat. But
if you don't eat, you can't live. You know what I'm saying?
So now, I have dabbled with cooking, but nowhere near a chef. You know, I cook things, and sometimes I burn things, but, you know, that's the whole different story. But now, you know, having the passion at 18 to really do the work of a chef, it takes a lot of courage and a lot of stamina to do that.
Absolutely. I started very young. I used to cook breakfast for myself when I was young, probably about 15. I stayed around my mom and mainly all the women in my family were great cooks, so, you know, I learned a lot from them.
Call it little pointers here and there?
Yeah, you know, mom is a great cook, so, you know, I would watch her, and I would help her make carrot cakes and stuff like that. You know, and towards my senior year in high school, I did an apprenticeship, and I worked in Manhattan, New York City, in the Regency Hotel. I
acquired
that. And I got the opportunity to work in different departments, and then when I got into the kitchen, something about it felt really good. And then, I stuck with it and I ran with it, and here I am. You know, went to CIA.
Wow.
Graduated, worked majority of my career in New York City, traveled a little bit, and then decided to come back to the Hudson Valley to set my roots and have a family and potentially open a business. And here I am.
Now, breakfast is a culinary art form. And people take it for granted, but
really
I don't.
Me neither. None of that takes for granted because you don't know. You know, it's about exceeding customers' expectations, you know, when you have a restaurant and making sure everyone has a great experience.
So what are the hours of Essie's?
Essie's is open from Tuesday through Saturday, 5:30 to 10:30, and then on Sundays, 11:30 to 4.
Oh, wow.
Because we do brunch on Sundays.
So primarily you're serving prefix dinners for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week.
That is correct, sir.
So that's $32.95. You can go to Essie's and get a delicious, well-prepared three-course meal. Now, what are you serving up during Hudson Valley Restaurant Week? And folks only have a couple days left to, well, have a great opportunity to sample the delicious culinary delights at Essie's. So what are you serving up?
And then we're also featuring an autumn lettuce salad that has cabrales, baby kale, some pears, and some pecans, and a mayonnaise vinaigrette. And then for our entrees, we're doing vegetable coq au vin, free bird chicken breast that comes with collard greens, yam puree, and rosemary chicken juice.
Wow.
And then we're serving flat iron steak that comes with local mushrooms, local potatoes, marsala sauce, some Brussels sprouts. And then for dessert, we have Elaine's cheesecake, which is basically my mother-in-law's cheesecake recipe.
Nice.
sorbet, apple sorbet right now. And we're also serving chocolate crumble.
With mint ice cream.
Absolutely.
So everything sounds amazing. Makes my mouth water as you describe what you're going to be serving. So that what you've described and the ingredients has come a long way from making breakfast for yourself while you're 15.
Yeah, absolutely. It's come a long way. I've seen a lot of things.
Yeah. So what is your specialty? Like, what is your most favorite meal to prepare?
Well, with this menu or just in general?
Just in general.
Well, I like specifically the cooked seafood. That's, I have a passion for seafood. But I don't like to put myself in one box. I like to think globally and cook globally.
Yeah.
If I had to say what flavors that I really like the most, I would have to say it's really hard for me. But, you know, I like Asian flavors.
You do.
I like European flavors, like Spanish flavors, French flavors.
Do you use sriracha in things?
I absolutely do. I love sriracha.
It's unbelievable.
It's
like
one of the most magical hot sauces ever. It goes good with anything.
It's hard to get away from it.
It does. It's like the best hot sauce ever.
Just put it on rice and I'm happy.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I just had to confirm that with somebody of a professional quality, so I'm not just like, so I'm putting this condiment on everything.
And I like spices, so I put hot sauce on everything.
Now, do you think the spices take away from the flavor or add to it?
I think the spices can take away from the flavor if it's overused.
Mm.
Spices and herbs should be used to enhance the food.
Mm.
You should use the spices to do that, but don't use too much of that way. Overpowers protein or the vegetable, stuff like that.
Are you involved in procuring produce and the meats in the restaurant?
Absolutely.
and seafood?
Absolutely. We do our best to try to source as much local product as possible from local vendors and local purveyors and local farmers. We love the fact that we can support our local economy.
Mm.
And keep, you know, our small business money circulating in our community.
Well, that's what we love and we promote each and every day here at 98.1 KZE. So I suggest that folks visit Essie's, which is in Poughkeepsie. Give the exact location.
Essie's is located at 14 Mount Carmel Place, Poughkeepsie, New York, 12601. That area is also known as the Little Italy section of Poughkeepsie.
Huh. Well, that's cool.
Absolutely. A lot of heritage and a lot of culture, past culture that's been there. So.
Well, it's great to have you on the show this morning, Brandon Walker, the executive chef of Essie's in Poughkeepsie. And it's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week until Sunday. So you have an opportunity to sample some delicious culinary treats from Essie's and a whole bunch of other places in Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Have you been involved before in the past?
I didn't do it in the past because that was a new restaurant.
Okay.
So we wanted to get our footing. So this year is actually our first year doing it, and it's been really great.
Well, nothing but great success, and I'm looking forward to going there. I'll be there in no time.
Well, we look forward to seeing you.
Yeah. All right. And I'll ask for you, and maybe you can come out. Say hi. All right. Brandon Walker of Essie's, our guest in Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Some locations offer prefix lunch for $22.95, and Essie's in Poughkeepsie is only open from 5:30 on. So that gives you an opportunity to have a great, delicious, excellently prepared 3-course meal for $32.95. So take someone you care about, take someone you love, take your friends, take your coworkers, and visit Essie's. And how's the bar there?
The bar is great.
So you can go down there and just have a cocktail if you want.
Absolutely.
You have any special cocktails for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week?
Well, actually, we just, not specifically,
okay.
We were just featured in a competition with Peony Vodka, and we won the cocktail competition.
All right.
Our Green Goddess cocktail, so...
Hold on. What's in the Green Goddess?
The Green Goddess has peony vodka, which is, again, a local vodka.
Okay.
It has green tea.
Oh, wow.
It has simple syrup, a little lavender bitters, and a little grapefruit bitters.
Mm. So head down to Essie's in Poughkeepsie and order a Green Goddess and have a delicious meal during Hudson Valley Restaurant Week and beyond. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that stuff. Enjoy Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, Brandon.
Likewise, sir.
Thank you so much. I will do my best. Thank you. And I'm going to play you this tune right now by the Grey Boy All-Stars. This is called How Glad I Am. I was going to say, how glad am I? And it could be spelled wrong. But right here, it says, how glad I am.